Right, so I want to talk about, we'll talk together a little bit about the tefillos of Yom Neroim. Now, Lemaisa, the emes is, it's already brought in the Ma'aril. It's brought in the Ma'aril, and it's quoted in other Sfarim, that it's quoted in the Matei Ephraim, in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, that is a chiyuv to go over the tefillos of Yom Neroim before you daven. Because we're not familiar with the word so much, we're not familiar with it. So there's a special inyan to prepare oneself, the tefillos. There's a lot of svarim that have the preparation, but to use a sefer that has it without looking at it before is not really the kavana. The kavana is that a person's supposed to, you know, to a certain degree, I'm going to use this just to help. I don't have to, at least I don't feel like I have to yell. It's the same thing. So, what's it called? So, move it far away. So, let me see. Yeah. So, does it do any? You hear anything?
I don't hear any difference.
Yeah. Now you do. Okay. So, as I, this way, it's a little easier for me. I hope I don't, if I'm disrupting the whole business, I just will lower it a little bit. It's okay. So, I can put it here, right? Okay. So, the Ma'aril already, it's brought from the Ma'aril that it doesn't catch so much. I don't know why. So, the Ma'aril already brings down. I have to get a different one that catches better. It's okay. Okay. I'll just hold it. So, the Ma'aril brings that. You're supposed to be mechaven and you're supposed to prepare. We're going to see now, I want to talk why there's another inyan to prepare for the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Neroim. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, obviously, the whole year, Mespal, Tefillah B'Lekavana could go through the Shama. The whole year, if your person's not Mechavan in the Tefillah, that's nothing. But specifically now, the whole Avodah Sayyoyim is Dafka through. Here, I'll work this. I'll be a little louder, and then I'll catch something. So the whole Avodah Sayyoyim is specifically in Tefillah. Even Yeshivas and places everywhere that always the Asik is with Torah, then Yom Neroim, everything's Tefillah. The Ikkar of the Avodah Sayyoyim is Tefillah. So a person doesn't come prepared, they're not prepared to do the whole Avodah Sayyoyim. And there's a Mardika Gemara. The Gemara Shana Yudches Amud Aleph says like this. The Gemara is talking about, are you ever Zoichet to be Kirea Gzardin? Can you be Kirea Gzardin? Can't you be Kirea Gzardin? Kan Kodim Gzardin? Kan Lachar Gzardin? So the Gemara says like this. Shnaim Sha'olu Lamita. Two went on to a bed, V'chol Yon Shavet. And they're the same sick. V'chein Shnaim Sha'olu Lagardim. They both went to be judged. Alidoi, V'dinon Shavet. Really, they're the same. However, they're both two sick people that have the same illness. Ze Yarad, Ze Lo Yarad, Ze Nitzel, Ze Lo Nitzel. One was saved, one wasn't. Mipnei ma ze yarad, ze lo yarad, ze nitzel, ze lo nitzel. What happened? Ze hispalel v'nenen. Ve'ze hispalel v'loinen. The only difference was his tefillah. Frekta gomara, mipnei ma ze nenen, ze lo nenen. Hagufa kasha. So how come one of them was answered, one of them wasn't? Ze hispalel tefillah shlema. Ve'ze lo hispalel tefillah shlema. The difference was it a tefillah shlema? Zok trashi, niskaven. Tefillah shlema means it was niskaven. That means that the Gemara is saying the difference between being a good gzardin and not good gzardin is if you are mechavan in the tefillah. It's the first Gemara that the more the person is mechavan in the tefillah, the more the person will be zoicha to the Gemara, a positive Gemara din. So this is the inyan to I saw this Gemara is arrived from in the sefer here. Avodah Sotili brings it down from Rav Ruderman. And you find differences in halacha between the tefillahs of Yom Neroim and the tefillahs of the rest of the year. The difference in halacha, the Gemara says you're supposed to be the Ishbart and Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, that you're supposed to daven b'kol rum. A little bit louder than normal on Yom Neroim. Because Moir Mor Kavana. You're supposed to be daven kofof. Okay, so you see the whole inyan is, you're supposed to, there's an asik, you're supposed to make an asik out of the tefillah. So, the shayla is like this. So if we think about it, so we have to make the avodas hayom is the tefillah. So you think, okay, so let's start looking at the tefillah. So you look at the tefillah, and you're expecting to be the following. It's the Yom HaDin. We know that everything that's going to be nigzat to the person the whole year is nigzat Rosh Hashanah. The person's oimid now, how much parnasa, shaduchim, refuah, everything's oimid. So you think, what's going to be the tefillah? You think the tefillah is going to be, Hashem, give me parnasa, Hashem, everything's up to Hashem, I can't. It should be the entire Avinu Malkeinu, the entire weekday Shemoneh Esrei, all the bakashas that we ask every day. And should be multiplied by 100, and you should, and that should be the tefillah. They should be mispakish to the Ribbono Shel Olam to be nitzel b'din. This is the whole avodah. And lemaisa, you open the mouth, and it's not like I just heard a shir. I was listening to a shir Rabbi Sharfman Zatzal gave on this issue. So the way he said it was, he said, "You think that you hired pretty good lawyers to protect you in the Yom HaDin. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah." So they prepared my script. I have to oimid b'din. I have my lawyer. Tells me, read this to the judge, you're good. You get up, they start reading it. You gave me the wrong person's file. I'm not here to this is not election day. You know, this is about what I'm gonna be. Like what is this all about? It's a pella. It's not much never matmiya. What the tefillah is tamua. This is the Yadua Dika issue that everyone talks about. So, and Lamaisa, you look through it, what is the tefillah about? The tefillah is all about the Kavod Shemayim. The tefillah is that we want that the Kavod Shemayim should be restored. That your Shemayim should be restored. And through that, the Kavod of Klal Yisrael should be restored. This is a pella. So how is this the tefillah? So it's Yadua. In the Siddur Agrot, it's brought from Kadmoinim that the Indian is Azoi. A person, you know, Baruch Hashem has a whole family, he has children, he supports them, and he's zoich to be able to support his children. And one needs a new bike, one needs to pay for camp, one needs new shoes. And Lamaisa, the person, you know, Amal, it's hard, and just went through a tough time, out of a job, and everyone's still asking for the same stuff over and over again. And, you know, so he thinks to himself, why didn't anyone occur to him? Why didn't they, you know, they keep calling me up. You know, can you get me, did you order yet the new computer that I need? Did you order this? He said, like my in-laws have on their fridge, a magnet. It says, money isn't everything, but it sure helps keep the kids in touch. Right? So Pshat is, you know, so the parent starts thinking to himself, did it ever occur to any of them to ask them how I'm doing? How are you doing? You know, I'm doing my best, but you know, it's a tough time. Kaviyachol. So there's an asik that we're never busy with is the Kavod Shemayim. But Chazal say the Tzar Shechina Kaviyachol, whatever Tzar means exactly. But the Tzar Shechina, that the Tzar is in Golos, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world to create that people. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world for a tachlis. And every Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol invested koiches, whatever that means, in order to create the world and to make every yachid into bringing out the Kavod Shemayim. There's an Indian that each person is supposed to have a tafkid, bring out the Kavod Shemayim, bring out that understanding, Yedias Hashem in the world. And you walk around and everyone's just the opposite. Everyone's just bringing out the Fakir, Chil Hashem. So if you're on some sort of level, so you go to a place that's kule osuk with things that, you know, are Chil Hashem. So if you're on somewhat of a madrega, you say, oh, I don't want to be here. It's princess, I can't look, whatever, right? But there's really a bigger problem, which is that it's a Chil Hashem. And we're never busy with that. So, what Chazal are saying is that on Rosh Hashanah, a person is going to come, and it's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the anniversary of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mamach on the world, and everyone's asking for themselves. Everyone's just busy with yourself again. Again, you're busy with yourself. You know, this is all you can think about is yourself. So today, you should be thinking about the Kavod Shemayim. You should think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being coming over the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we should be worried about the Kavod Shemayim. Good. So this is what the Chazal with Nevuah told us, that this is the Avodas Hayom, is to think about the Kavod Shemayim. But Lamaisa, how does that translate to us? So in the Siddur Gaon says that the Vart is that there's three levels in this. To understand what we're doing, there's three levels in this. Is that HaGuf, the Mesiris Nefesh that I'm having, that I'm not asking about, because Baruch Hu, Guf will look at the fact that a person's willing to overlook their own personal needs, and Guf asks for their Ribbono Shel Olam covered, that itself is the biggest chus. A person doesn't have to, Chazal are telling us that a person shouldn't worry about his own problems, and by Gufa asking for the Ribbono Shel Olam kavod, that's Gufa the Zchus of the Yom HaDin. And that's Gufa the Kabbalah from Chazal. Now, the problem with this is an ideal world. What's the problem with that is? The problem with that is that on Tisha B'Av, did anyone cry anything? On Tisha B'Av, anyone reached any sort of madriga of caring about the Kavod Shemayim? The rest of the year, anyone's worried about the Kavod Shemayim? Now all of a sudden, Rosh Hashanah, Ich bin a grois, a tzaddik, I'm going to do Mesiras Nefesh, I'm not going to worry about everything I need. I talk I need Parnas, I talk I need Shidduchim, I talk I need Gufua, I talk I need everything. But I'm worried about your Kavod. It's ain't pivotally b'shoven. You're davening. Are you holding on that madriga? So first of all, to have a shaykhis to this, you for sure need to be meichin the tefillos. So that's what I was saying. Besides understanding, but to go into this Shmoneh Esrei without even understanding what you're about to ask, it's a total joke. You're going to get up to daven most if you're Cyrus. Oh, it's Taka the Yom HaDin today, and I'm ready to daven. I'm ready to. I know my whole din is tali today, and you're davening. Okay, let's get through this. You know, I want to get to where I'm going to daven. All right, that's nice. No, okay. Next, you know. Shofar's bring Mashiach, the Kav Shofar Gadol. Next, Moedin, where to go? I was supposed to. I thought I was getting all excited. I was going to ask. I did tshuva this year. I'm already. I was going to ask. I was going to tell Ribbono Shel Olam. I need the Ribbono Shel Olam to give me everything, but it's not there. So if a person is not understanding what the purpose of Chazal made the tefillah, then it's not shaykh to the tefillah. The person has to understand that this is what Chazal... But despite all that, Lamaisa, that if the... despite all that, if the person, Lamaisa, has to be realistic and understand what... It's true. But soif kol soif, are we really on that madriga? So there's one madriga lower than that. And the madriga lower than that is that a person thinks to themselves, I care about myself. But the way that I'm going to get what I want is by asking the Kavod Shemayim. Is that a person, if there's a fire raging and everyone's going to try to protect their own house, the whole city's going to burn down. But if a fire is raging and a person is, and people will get together to try to put out the fire, then everyone will be protected. So in other words, that gufa, to accomplish what you want, you have to realize that this is kleinigkeiten. That's the other way to understand it. The other way to understand it is to daven for your little, you know, you're making, you want to make this much, but to daven for this is mamash kleinigkeiten. Even as far as the person's own tzrochim is concerned, it doesn't make sense to ask for your own tzrochim. The only reason you're missing everything is because there's no kavod, it's because we're in Hester Panim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia with us, then you're not missing anything. So a person focused on their own little thing is still missing the point. Now, Lamaisa, the problem with this way is that you're making the whole tefillah, which is supposed to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about yourself again. So it's like you're right to missing the point, but maybe you could still have a little more shaychus to it. Maybe it's still a way that a person could still have a little more shaychus to it. What? It's still a maisa. You're not really 100% being honest, because why are you asking for Hashem's covenant? Because the maisa, I have shvach parnasa, so could you bring Mashiach, get over with? Like that story with the lady in Russia. So she had, you know, cut two chickens in the back, and she was always afraid of pogroms and everything like this. So someone said, you know, this was the life she was used to. You know, this is the life she had. So she goes to the Rebbe, and you know, and he says, there's going to be a day when Mashiach is going to come. But what's going to happen when Mashiach is going to come? Mashiach is going to come, and it's going to make it's going to be Gevaldik, and we're all going to go to Eretz Yisrael. There's not going to be any more Cossacks. There's not going to be any more pogroms. There's not going to be any. And we'll be in Eretz Yisrael. That's very far away. Yeah, but we're all going to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's good. And what's going to be my two chickens? Mashiach's going to come. Says Rebbe, I think I have a better idea. I'm going to daven Mashiach should come and take the Cossacks to Eretz Yisrael, and this way I'll be able to stay here and be happy with my two chickens. So, Lamaisa, the point is that a person is going to be all work. It's still, a person is still davening for the Kavod Shemayim, but really thinking about them, their two chickens. They're still thinking about themselves. It's still not really the point, but it's still something. It's epic, and a person should realize at least why we're having these problems. We're having these problems because we're behest upon it. So when once it has to upon it, I can overlook my problems because I really know that once there's going to be Kavod Shemayim, we're not going to have those problems anymore. So that gives me the koyach to say to the Rebbeinu Shlom, I'm not going to be worried about my problems right now. Because when we're in the matzav, there's not going to be Esther upon him, we're not going to have those problems. So it's really still the person not fully davening for the Kavod Shemayim yet. Right? But it's still so one way to be misyachis to it.
But on a regular day, not Rosh Hashanah, I'm not saying that this is the way it is practically. Most people, myself included, on the Madriga, but isn't ideally any truck you're asking for on a regular day should also be for a higher purpose? That's what David HaMelech davens and kill if he's old.
That's something else. You still that you want your parnasa. So what do I want parnasa? To be Oved Hashem. But this is not what we're. That's not this. This is saying I want that. This is something else. It's a definition. So that miss is like this. That to understand the tefillah, then we're going to give an eitzel lemaisa. Okay, that also it's brought down in the Siddur Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Sol Salanter, and I was listening to, again, like I said, Rabbi Sharfman, he brought it out even a little bit better. We have to understand a little bit, Taka, what's the whole Inyan Rosh Hashanah and Yom Noram Bechlal? There's a lot of different things happening, and how do they all fit? On the one thing is happening, we say, Hayom Aras Olam. This is the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So it's coincidence. So there's one thing Hashem created the world. Another Hashem will bring Mamluch through Ribbono Shel Olam. And there's another thing is Hashem is being done us today. Why are all those things happening on one day? It's a little confusing. Why do all these things have to be happening on the same day? So the pshat is like this. The pshat is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it comes a year later. So let's give it with a mashal. The mashal is the company opens up. It's a big company. And they open up January 1st. Fine. Next January, it's a one-year review. They want to review this, you know. Now, why are they reviewing? Because they want to go swim in the money? Why are they reviewing? What's the point? They're reviewing because they have next year coming up. They got to see, what do we do wrong? What do we do right? If we keep on making the same mistakes, then we're not going to make any money. We're not going to improve. We gotta look very carefully. What mistakes were made? What investments were kedai? What investments weren't kedai? Right? We gotta review so we can produce more. Then we have to look at all of our employees. So we have employees that were productive. So this employee is productive. So we'll give him a raise. It's geschmack. This guy is, you know, every time we give him a raise, he's more motivated. He's doing good. This guy, we gave him a raise last year. Look where it got us. Nowhere. This guy's not producing anything for the company. So there's no reason to rehire him. For sure not to give him a raise, right? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a tachlis, and on the anniversary of the creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kavyochol rejudging the world klape. How is he going to bring out the tachlis of the world next year? Because we're also creating the world again for next year. So how is he deciding who's going to have a tafkid for next year? Well, look at the past. How does it go? Past performance dictates future. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the past and says, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I gave you all these things. I gave you this. I gave you Baruch Hashem HaMishpacha. Are you being mechanic in the right way? I gave you money. Are you doing the right thing with it? I gave you this. So everything I gave you, how's the company doing? You're in it for the company. You're not in it for the company, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see that every person is fulfilling their tachlis. And klape, how much they fulfill their tachlis, that's what their din is. So it's not just a din on your meisim. It's a din on all together. It's a din bechlal on your performance as an Eved Hashem and how much that's bringing out the Kavod Shemayim in the Bria. Right? So that's why the Malchus of Hashem is the same din as the din, as the same day as the din. The din is Gufa Klapi the Malchus. The din is regarding how are you, what's your position in the Malchus? How are you an Eved to the Melech? Well, are you being successful as an Eved? So what happens if you have a person, and we speak about this sometimes in Rosh Hashanah, what happens if you have a person, he says, listen, I know I made, he tells the boss, back to our Moshe, he tells the boss, he says, listen, I remember I had a bad deal that day, I messed up that meeting, I was no good, and this thing, I thought that things were no good. Taka. And I don't know, I'm going to fix those problems. I can't tell you I'm going to right now. I'm going to work on it, but can I promise you right now that I'm going to be on time every single day? I don't know if I can tell you that or whatever. But I'm telling you one thing. I'm in it for the team. I don't care. I'm in it for the team. I want the company to do well. Whatever it takes, you can count on me. I'm in it for the team. That's what I want. I want the team to be successful. So that's what the boss wants to hear. You know, obviously if you're going to be a team player, then you're going to, that's the one thing when you're looking for a good employee is a team player. Someone's not going to just be worried about themselves. Someone that's going to be working and trying to see what's going to be the best thing for the company. Sometimes you need to work, oh, it's busy season. So this guy, busy season, 9 to 5, sorry, I'm not doing it. The other guy will be like, it's busy, I got to, you know, we have a lot of work to do. In my contract, I only said 9 to 5. Okay, well, I'm going to work extra now because I gotta make it happen, right? So the primary goal is to say, are you a team player? That's really what you want to see. So that's kavyochol the same thing. The Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't even mention Shuvah on Rosh Hashanah because the point is, on Rosh Hashanah, the din is, are you a team player? Are you part of the Malchus? Are you here to bring out the cover of the Malchus? You're not here to bring out the cover of the Malchus. If your focus is to bring out the cover of the Malchus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to look at the Pratim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, okay, so he's a team player. He's going to make it happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal is going to say, I'm going to rehire him. I'm going to give him a bonus. Avada, Sarah Smith, you got to get your act together. You got to start doing tshuva at some point. But the main point is this. So therefore, I think that there's another point here. It's not just the Mesiras Nefesh. I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking for Hashem. So that's Gufa Aschus. The Zechiyah Bedin is to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm asking for you. Because really what I want to know, I really want to see the Kavod Shemayim. What this means is I'm an Eved Hashem. That's what this tefillah is saying. What this tefillah is saying is I'm an Eved Hashem. I want to do whatever to bring out the Kavod Shemayim. So it's not just Mesiras Nefesh. I'm going to overlook my personal tzrochim in order to ask for Hashem. It's explaining my whole focus. Why do I want anything? Everything I want is to bring out the Kavod Shemayim. I don't want money for myself. I don't want for myself. I want it because I want to bring out the Kavod Shemayim. I want to be an Eved. And that's Gufa, the Zechiyah Bedin. Okay? So, what? Okay, I mean, you have to earn it. But yeah. Now,
can't you say that if you ask for yourself, that's the opposite of making Hashem Melech? Like, that's the antithesis of making Hashem Melech. If you're asking for yourself, you're saying, I'm the Melech, but I know what I need.
So the Yaris Dvash says like that. The Yaris Dvash says, you imagine, you know, you're walking down the king at the time of the inauguration, and, by the way, the power on my, the power went out last night. It's not appropriate. Okay, it's not appropriate, but so today's Yom HaDin, so how are you getting out of that?
It's not your job on Rosh Hashanah is to say HaMelech. You're saying, Hashem, you're the king. So.
Right. No, but the question is Hagufa. Why are Chazal telling me that that's my job and forcing me to overlook asking for my own din? So what I'm saying is, this is the din. The din is, how much are you an Eved? That is the din. The din is not just about your actions. You know, did you do more mitzvahs or more averes? The din is, how much of an Eved are you? So if that's the din, so then the zechiyah b'din is, I'm an Eved, and you're the Melech. That is the zechiyah b'din. It's not just a coincidence. So the zach is like this. When Afal Pikin, so Chazal said, it comes b'yom adin, and you should ask for the Kavod Shemayim, and don't ask for yourself. Now, at the end of the day, so this takes work, obviously, to understand all this, right? At the end of the day, there's still a concern. And the concern is that the following thing is going to happen. That what Chazal told me to ask for, I didn't really mean it. Because I'm not on the Madrego to worry so much about the Kavod Shemayim. I'll bring you a raya, like I said, on Tisha B'Av, how many of us cried one for a minute? How many of us are really on that Madrego? So we have a Hesiris or a Shana understood, yeah. But Lamaitza, maybe what's going to happen is that what Chazal asked for us to do, we don't really mean. And what we really want to ask for, we didn't say. Because we're left to Kireach Mekan or Kireach Mekan. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, according to Rabbi Isola, the way it's explained in some other Sfarim, says that the person should not ignore his own tzrachim, lemaisa. That shouldn't be his asik and rishana. But lemaisa, you have a heter, not to ignore your own tzrachim. Because for us, Rabbi Saul says, unbelievable chiddush. Rabbi Saul says that if a person would end up ignoring his own tzrachim on rishana, it could be gufa a kitrug on him. Why? Because since you're not really davening for the Kavod Shemayim, and you're not either asking for yourself, so maybe you're not taking the whole Yom Rosh Hashanah seriously. So if you can't connect to the tefillah, so Yisrael says, like the Bali Musar says, Yisrael's like a Rishon in this thing, that not in the Ikra tefillah, but at some point a person's allowed to ask for his own bakashas as well. And for care, the person's asking for his own bakashas, the Torah to say that he knows that he wants Avada to understand how, to use it like you said, to be an Eved Hashem. But the way for him to express that he needs these things to be an Eved Hashem, a person for us on our level, we may need, in order to express it through saying, we need these things in order to be an Eved Hashem properly. So, even though that shouldn't be our asik, and that's not the main point of the tefillah, but there is room for that as well. If a person feels like there's important things, which are now obviously, even those things lemaisa should be related to the ikar chaim of the person. You know, like I asked someone one time, you know, what gather of this? So those things which are mamash related to the ikar chaim of the person, because that much we do ask for chaim, because you can't be an eved without chaim. So the things which are related to chaim mamish, that a person can say, I need that for my chaim. I need that. So yes, a person shouldn't say, well, I could use a 3% raise in my job. You know, no, and a chanami. but the mamish, the core things which are related to Chaim, that a person needs in order to really live and be an Eved Hashem, there's makom to ask for that. Again, that's not the Iker Tefillah. That's all the way at the end or whatever, but there's room for that also.
Where is
the all the way at the end. What? Huh? And the Lekain Tzar. Yeah, so I'm saying there's room for that at the end.
Oh yeah, but Avinu Malkin.
Right, Avinu Malkin is full of it also. Right.
Also all the Simonic meals.
Yeah, in Chaim, but that's not the that's not like the Avodas Hayoyim. Yeah, you're Nisayir, it's down for it. The Avodas Hayoyim is in the Amida and the Shemoneh Esrei. Now, like this, Lamaisa, we do find that the Chazal did put into the Tefillah Bakashas B'Chaim. That you find. So Chayin L'Chaim Melech Chavetz B'Chaim. Chsoy B'Chaim Toim Kol B'nei B'Yisachah. There's such a thing like that. So Avada, what? So Chaim Avada.
There's no Melech without subjects.
Yeah. So Avada L'Chaim Yini. Now, there's a big Kasha. Tosfos asks the kasha, Rishonim asks the kasha. It's Yadua, it's a Gemara. You're not allowed to ask for things in the first three brachas to an Esrei, or the last three brachas. So, of all things, where do we ask for Chaim? In the first bracha to an Esrei, Zochein el Chaim, el Chofetz b'Chaim. So, for Tosfos, how do you do that? It's in the first three brachas. So, Tosfos and brachas answers. Tosfos asks his brachas. Daf Lamed Hey, I think. Tosfos says over there, because Sarche Rabim Shiny.
What?
Sarche Rabim. Not an individual need. A need of the Rabim that you're allowed to ask for in the first or last three brachas. What's the proof to that? Because the last three brachas are all Sarche Rabim. We ask for the Beis HaMikdash. We ask for Shalom. Right? So obviously Sarche Rabim is Shiny. Now, The question is, why is Zochein L'Chaim Sarchei Rabim?
Yes, if there is no tzibur, then there's who's going to daven?
Okay, so one second.
Going to give Calvin the mock.
Okay, so let me explain my question. You can't just say Sarchei Rabim means when you're asking on behalf of a lot of people, because the whole Shemoneh Esrei you're asking for everything we ask for Lashon Rabim. We don't say Chaneini Das Chaneinu. We're asking for everybody. Everything we ask, we ask for Lashon Rabim. We ask for everyone to have it. Give everyone parnasa. So it can't be Tzorchei Rabim means for a lot of Yechidim, because that's not Rabim, that's called Yechidim. See, Bishlam of the Beis HaMikdash, that's a Tzibur de Kazach. It doesn't exist for a Yachid. Bishlam of Shalom, that's a Tzibur de Kazach. But Chaim is really for each individual. So that's not Tzorchei Rabim. So I had this kasha many, many years ago. Ask Mir Shiva this kasha. It was Toysmin. So, 20 years ago. So, I think what he said was that in a Chanami, you're not asking for each individual Yochid's Chaim. You're asking for the Tzibur to have Chaim. That means you may not be included in that. You may yes, may not. But the point is, Zochreinu L'Chaim, that Klai Yisrael should be here in order to continue being Meshabeach L'Ribbono Shel Olam. This is unbelievable. If you learn like that, it's you're asking for Tzorchei Rabim. What? According to this pshat. Zochreinu L'Chaim. Yeah. So, that fits very good. L'mancha Elokim Chaim. It's L'mancha. So it's a tefillah of the tzibur. Mamish. This pshat, l'mayis, is a mechudish tikkun pshat. I don't think the mefarshim learned this pshat in the tefillah. I think it's a geshmak of pshat in the Tosfos. But I saw today that they quote Rashi in the Sefer HaParnas. Parnas. Rashi's, it's not clear if it's Rashi or Rashi's Beis Medrash, but there's a Sefer HaParnas. Over there, he says a different pshat to this kasha. And more or less what he says is that something which is mamish, the tviya of the rabbim, you don't wait. You don't wait for the third bracha. There's no din that the rabbin has to be mishabeach first. No such din. That's a din for each yachid. But for the rab, if the whole rabbin has this tzara, then why does the whole rabbin have it? Because it's Yom HaDin. The whole rabbin is in the Yom HaDin. When the whole rabbin is in a Yom HaDin, it's battle the halacha that you're not allowed to mavakish first. You're allowed to mavakish right away. Because the tzibur doesn't have this halacha b'chlal. Whole new pshat. Well, it's another connection that places. That the pshat is, the tzibur is not mechuyiv to be meshabeach first. Because the tzibur is the eis tzara. If the whole tzibur needs something, so it's like eis tzara. They're not mechuyiv to be meshabeach the Ribbono Shel Olam first. And he brings a raya from Choni Amag. According to this pshat, it could be for each yachid. Right. Because since it's the whole, that's what the, they bring a raya from Choni Amago, that when he made the circle, he didn't say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, he didn't say Shevach first, he said Bakasha right away. When the whole tzibur needs something, there's no din, they have to wait. So Mamela, the whole tzibur is an Eitz Tzara, the whole tzibur needs Chayim. So Mamela, you'll have to ask right away.
Tzibur doesn't need dust.
Huh?
Doesn't need das.
Well, some people may have it already, or whatever. It's not a Yom HaDin on Das right now. Oh, so the Maisa, there's another thing about the end. So the Ramchal, you have to. The Ramchal has another pshat in the Zochenu L'Chaim. So the Ramchal says that if you have a, he makes a deal. He says, it says Zochenu L'Chaim, Melech Chofetz B'Chaim, V'Chosfeinu B'Sefer HaChaim. At the end, what do we say? Uchsoiv L'Chaim Toivim Kol B'nei V'Yisach. Same thing later. V'Sefer HaChaim Baruch V'Shalom V'Farnazot Amchoiz L'Chaim Toivim U'L'Shalom. The last two, we say Chaim Toivim. Here, why don't we say Zochenu L'Chaim Toivim? Don't say Chaim Toivim, just as Chaim. So, the Ramchal says that there's Ki Yadua, there's two dinim on Rosh Hashanah. There's a din Klapei Olam Haba, and there's a din Klapei Olam Hazeh. Because the din Klapei Olam Haba means, are you a tzaddik or you're a rasha? How does Hashem look at you? Now, what's a nafkamina if you're a tzaddik or a rasha? Nafkamina is a lot of things in this world. A tzaddik is a different level of hashgacha protis. A tzaddik, Hashem treats a tzaddik a different way. Right? So there's a lot of nafkaminas if you're a tzaddik or a rasha. So one is, Zochreinu L'chaim, we're not asking for gashmias over there. Over there we're asking for ruchnias. We're asking, Zochreinu L'chaim, Hashem, look at us. As give us chayim in the sefer tzaddikim, then we should be considered tzaddikim. Later on, we ask chayim toivim Yisraelim hazis for the gashmis kazachim. That's he says two things. It's two separate bakashas. Now, by the way, the shaila is on that zochreinu l'chaim. I mean, if you are a tzaddik, you are. If you're not, you're not. Well, how are you asking for that? Right. If you are, you are. So, first of all, let's remember our mashal. The point is, the whole idea is, you want to be considered an Eved Ne'eman. You want to be considered somebody that it's kedai for the Ribbono Shel Olam to rehire for the next year. Right? That's the point. So if that's the point, so it's not all black and white. Did you do more mitzvahs or averis? It has to do with what are you, who you are. That's it. So in the mail, it's not so concrete. So you're asking your Ribbono Shel Olam, please consider me to be a good Eved. You know, sometimes you don't know what the boss's criteria is to give you a raise.
He's a senior level staff.
Yeah, so you say, please give me a promotion. Why are you asking? Do you deserve it or not? Let's look. Because it's not black and white. If you're a tzaddik or a rasha in this context means, am I an Eved Ne'eman to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Am I not an Eved Ne'eman? Am I zoicha to be part of this? Am I not zoicha to be part of it? So, that's really the now there's
even outside of this din on the Shoshim Yeshuva, Rambam says it's midorfi Hashav to be mispalel. There's some point of tefillah also something.
So what is tefillah in tshuva? not this. I'll tell you, tefillah is something else. The Rabbi Yonah says that you have to daven for three things in tshuva. Daven that should be niskavo. Daven that, a few things there.
What about your kasha? That either you are or you aren't. It's like outside of this is a din of
what I'll tell you after, yeah. Okay. So Akhopanim, even in the Zecheinu L'chaim, either there's three pshatim, right? So in the Zecheinu L'chaim itself, either we're asking for a tzibur dikachaim, or we're asking for each individual, but it's an eis tzara, so we're allowed to, or we're asking to be considered chaim as tzaddikim, but all this is still lemancha lekim chaim. It's still to be lemancha is all to be an eved Hashem. So that's why you're allowed to ask for all this on Rosh Hashanah, even if you're not supposed to ask for tzrachim. But those things related to chaim, that's allowed because those things are directly related to: are you going to be, rehired as an eved? Are you considered a proper eved Hashem? Okay, so that's more or less the Indian of the idea of the Tfilas Yom Neroim altogether. Okay, so what we spoke about just to chazer over was that the importance of kavana dafka in these Tfilas is the avodas hayoyim, and this is where this is what we make a big asik of, is the tefillah, so we can't miss those opportunities. And like we said, that what's the pshat that we don't ask for our own tzrachim if it's the Yom Adin and the Yimei Adin? So what happened to that? So we said more or less a few mahalchim in that, three mahalchim. One is that it's the Takanas Chazal to be misasik, to make an asik out of the Kavod Shemayim, and Kufa, that's a schos that we're not asking for ourselves, the Mesiras Nefesh. But that's a risky one, because if you're not in the Madrega, you didn't ask for yourself and you weren't really worried about the Kavod Shemayim. The other one is that understanding that really we're missing everything because of the lack of Kavod Shemayim. So we're asking for the Kavod Shemayim really for ourselves, but with the understanding that the reason we're missing everything is because of the lack of Kavod Shemayim. So, Ribbono Shelam, please just bring the Kavod Shemayim so we can it's for ourselves, but it's with that understanding. That's not either the highest Madrega. And then we're saying that it's not a Mesiras Nefesh point. The point is to understand that the whole din on Rosh Hashanah is as much as you're an Eved. It's as much as you're part of the Malchus. So Kufa asking for the Malchus Shemayim is the biggest chus, because that's your position. That's your whole zchiyah b'din, is to say I'm an Eved. And then we were explaining what's the Zochein L'chaim. That's the Zochein L'chaim, and is also a few pshatim. But the point of Zochein L'chaim is also this is where we're asking. This is the one place Chazal did put in a bakasha. But even that bakasha is either for the tzibur or the mancha, and it's an eis tzara to realize that it's mancha elokim, or like the Ramchal, that we should be considered tzaddikim, and we should be zoicha to have, what's it called? That title of being a tzaddik. Now you asked, kind of, I'll translate your question. Are you allowed to daven, even if you don't want to say your own tzrachim, are you allowed to daven for ruchnias? Are you allowed to daven that you should learn well this year? You should have a good year of learning. You should have a good year of steiging. You should be able to daven properly. You should be able to have a year that you can think about your davening. It's such a struggle to have kavana. So that's Pashat Mustama, that's not a stira to the Malchus. Because you're asking Gufa, asking for Kalim to be a better Eved. So Mustama, Ashram Nassim Tzvi Finkel, his Shaila, says Pashat, you could ask for your own learning. Even if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you're also allowed to ask for Ruchnias. Ruchnias are always allowed to ask for Rosh Hashanah. Because Fakir, that's not a steer to anything.
Right, you're allowed to ask for Ruchnias in Tanis.
Children, by the way, is considered Chaim. Because Misha Ein Lebanim, Nesha Kemeis. So a person who's davens for children, that's Chaim. So that Chaim, you're allowed to ask for. Chazal put in the tefillah for Chaim. So an Adam Gadol told me you're allowed to ask for that. You're allowed to ask for one time on Rosh Hashanah. That's Chaim Mamish. Ruchnius is Ruchnius is not a steer to the Malchus of the Rosh Hashanah. So those things for sure you'll have. So money is also chashav kemes. So without money, you also have no chayim. So, okay.